Okay, welcome everybody to cabinet meeting on Thursday, the 9th of June. I'm happy because I signed the minutes of the meeting as circulated and published in relation to the previous meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. There are no apologies, there are no questions, so we can move straight into proposals, please. Looking forward to hearing the first proposal ever from our new cabinet member for climate change, Councillor Barnes.
Thank you, Leader, and thank you for giving me the position of the climate change portfolio. One of the things that's extremely important to this authority, and as you said, it just stated previously, it shows our commitment to climate change and how seriously this authority takes it. We are particularly well blessed with several officers as well who are very, very keen to drive this agenda forward and support myself and the cabinet. I'd like to thank them as well. So the Staffordshire Sustainability Board was set up in the latter part of 2021 as a response to Staffordshire local authorities announcing climate emergencies. And the board comprises of representatives from each council within Staffordshire who have a sustainability or climate change portfolio, and I believe all eight boroughs and districts and Staffordshire County Council does. As far as Stafford Borough Council is concerned, our representatives are, as I mentioned earlier, myself, with the support of Dr. Tracy Redpath. And the purpose of the board is to facilitate wider collaborative working to enable each of the Staffordshire authorities to achieve their relevant carbon zero dates as set out in their climate change declarations, and obviously ours is 2040. The board, in conjunction with the Staffordshire Leaders and Chief Executive Group, have formulated and agreed a Staffordshire-wide vision and base pledge that sets out a broad vision and a number of commitments that will support our council in achieving the climate emergency declaration that we agreed back in 2019. The vision of the Staffordshire Sustainability Board is to facilitate a collaborative forum to work together as democratically elected bodies in Staffordshire to influence change and to encourage organisations and individuals to ensure that Staffordshire is net carbon zero by at least 2050 or before. It is proposed an initial commitment that combined councils will, within their own carbon emissions boundary, initiate 10 steps that acknowledge the larger scope of climate change mitigation and adaptation within the wider community of Stafford. I don't intend to go through all 10 of those, but they are within the papers. So what I'm asking today is that the vision and base pledge is formally approved and the actions contained within incorporated into the relevant council plans, projects and activities for, say, the green thread of climate change goes through all of the portfolios and all of the work that we do within the authority. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any comments? Councillor Pullett.
Thank you, Leader. I think there is no better ambassador for delivery of this climate change agenda than Councillor Price. And he is the reason that we have an ambitious plan. And that we are challenging every part of the organisation alongside fabulous support from the officers to deliver against this target of 2040. And I'm sure that he will hold to account every partner to join on the journey and play their part actively in getting the borough to being carbon neutral by 2040. I welcome the plan, I welcome the initiative. I think it is a sign of our commitment and how seriously we take this agenda by having a dedicated cabinet member, and I welcome everything that has been said today.
Thank you. Councillor Beaton.
Thank you. Again, I echo the thoughts from Councillor Pert. Jonathan Price will do it. We'll do a great job between them. So, I'll start again. I echo the thoughts of Jeremy that Jonathan will do a fantastic job on this. The green thread means that basically this is something that all portfolio holders will have to be aware of. In particular, from my point, is point 9, waste and recycling. And I think this is important, if you don't mind just reading it out. By 2025, there will be a countrywide waste strategy that all authorities will adhere to. This strategy will cover all aspects of the countrywide waste operation to reduce residual waste creation, increase recycling rates, promote composting of food waste at home, and establish food waste collections throughout the country. Now, we're all aware that one of the ways of mitigating against climate change is reducing waste, particularly food waste. I was told last year, I think, or the year before, that the equivalent of Wembley Stadium was filled, could have been filled every day with the amount of waste produced. So I think that, from my point of view, this is something that I'll be looking at and working with Cabinet on.
To quote Macbeth, Councillor Livington, and I hope I get this correctly, your voting ambition overleaps itself and falls on t'other. And by that, I would be well impressed if we as a little district council would be able to influence a countrywide operation. I'm sure you meant well, but it's county, not country. I just thought I ought to say that.
Well, leader, I think it should be country.
I think you're right. If we could get every district authority in the country to work towards this, and we have said on more than one occasion that this particular authority is well ahead of many, many others in relation to the green climate change agenda, and so the malapropism has given rise to us self-analytics and being able to make those points. I certainly support, but Councillor Smith, you're next.
I'd just like to emphasise that climate change is down to individuals, not just to councils. Therefore, I welcome paragraphs 2 and 3, where we talk about training councillors and councillors to become ambassadors. It is down to what each individual does, not just the responsibility of the council.
And finally, back to you, Councillor Powell.
I just wanted to go slightly off subject because I wanted to follow up on Councillor Williamson's comments around the bin service. I was recently the chair of the Joint Waste Management Board, which Stafford Borough Council was fortunate enough to obviously be part of. We did have actually quite a bit of influence on the Joint Waste Management Board, and particularly around the work we do on recycling. I think what I'm trying to say is I think that Stafford Borough as a whole, as a small authority, as you say, actually punches well above its weight. The work that Veolia Contract does for us on our behalf around recycling, the fact that we introduced the blue bag, which has increased recycling rates for this authority, less waste. The quality of the recyclables in the blue bin has also gone up because there's no contamination now within paper and broken glass, etc. The fact that this authority has no landfill at all, and that all of our green bin, I'm aware that bins are different colours in different areas of the county, which can be quite confusing, but our residual waste does go to the W2R facility where it is burnt and turned into energy. So actually the work that we do is absolutely phenomenal from a waste and recycling point of view. We will end up having to go down the food collection points at some waste food at some point because I believe government legislation will force us down that path. While I welcome food collection or waste food collection, the purpose is actually to reduce that waste. We don't want to be collecting food waste because technically if we're doing things right and the community and people out there are being much more sensible, there will be far less, if no, food waste at all. And that's really the position that we want to find ourselves in. But just to reiterate, this council does an absolutely phenomenal job when it comes to waste and recycling, along with our partner. Thank you.
Thank you. And so we all support that report. And moving on then, please, to Councillor Beattie and Street Name.
Thank you, Leader. quite a dull subject, but it actually matters enormously because it the street naming and numbering policy is the guidance that developers need when they're building new houses and commercial premises that we are looking for. Emergency services need it. Our deliveries, we're getting more and more deliveries nowadays, and that's necessary. And also people undergoing, taking legal transactions through, such as house exchanges and so on. And the reason we need what's actually a new policy is, interestingly, that we have huge technological advances over the last generation, and that includes the GIS, the geographical information systems that we're required to include on the mapping service that we provide. And so I recommend that this goes out to consultation.
Thank you. Are you agreed on that?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Councillor Mooney, then please on to the final report this evening, Councillor Peel, Safety Women and Night.
Thank you, Leader. I certainly can't beat a quotation from Macbeth, so I'm not going to try. I hope you will bear with me. I was in London a couple of weeks ago, and a poster caught my eye. And I thought it was a really brave and challenging poster. And it made me consider some of the things that we all might inadvertently do that make other people feel uncomfortable and uneasy and unsafe. You know, that might be just as something like walking the same speed as someone else, but on their shoulder, and it makes people feel uncomfortable. It might be something like telling a risky joke that you'd heard somewhere else, and actually it probably wasn't an appropriate thing to say or do. And the reason I thought it was important is that the tragic killing of Sarah Everard last year has brought to the forefront, you know, concerns about the safety of women and girls in public places. And it'd be very easy to say that something like the tragic murder of Sarah was an isolated incident. But you could then talk about Sabina Ness, you could talk about Bobby Ann McLeod in Plymouth. And I think it's really appropriate that we do consider how everyone within our communities feels. And so putting in safe spaces for people, for women in particular, which has been worked on in conjunction with the Police Fire and Crime Commissioner, I think is a really positive step. So some of the initiatives that we are jointly putting in with the Police Fire and Crime Commissioner include taxi marshals, include safe routes and safe spaces for women to follow and to be able to go to. I think that it ensures that people feel safe in our economy, out and about, that everyone in the community feels safe. And I think that's really important. I think it also allows us to start to have a different discussion about what is and isn't appropriate within our communities. And having that brave conversation, I think, is important because we do need to role model those behaviours. So I welcome the report that's in front of Cabinet this evening. I obviously would be keen to have that noted. And obviously thank the Police and Fire and Crime Commissioner for their support alongside that of Tracy Redpath and her community safety officers in something which I think is really important for us all going forwards. Thank you.
Thank you for that very welcome and comprehensive presentation. Would anybody else like to make any comments? We're not asked to make a formal decision, we're just asked to note on the paper. And so it is duly noted. And on that basis, I shall formally bring to an end this evening's meeting.